USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy is expecting a number of his fellow Republicans to vote yes on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
We've had about 17 or 18 who've indicated that they're going to vote yes. So it could go quicker, but it's going.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Louisiana Republican saying President Biden asked him to work on adding legislation on energy and that they have added funds for coastal restoration, among other environmental issues. Senators continuing to work on that package, but the final vote will likely happen on Tuesday. National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins is urging the United States to adopt more vaccine mandates. Collins telling ABC's This Week he celebrates businesses requiring the shots. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A historic fire has people in Northern California on edge.
People living in the scenic forest lands of Northern California found themselves facing a weekend of fear as the largest single wildfire in state history threatened to reduce thousands of homes to ashes. Robert Foxworthy of CAL FIRE says people need to be ready to evacuate.
With what we've seen the last few years in California, it's obvious that fires can break out anywhere and can destroy structures anywhere within the state of California. So I would say that the public always needs to be ready, and if they're asked to evacuate, please do so.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Bobby Bowden, the folksy Hall of Fame coach who won more than 350 games and built Florida State into one of college football's great dynasties with two national championships, has died. He was 91. Terry Bowden confirming his dad died of pancreatic cancer. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Americans consistently call the cost of health care their number one financial concern. That's especially true for the 155 million working Americans and their employers who are paying the highest costs of all. Americans pay about twice as much per person than citizens in other developed nations, and yet tens of millions of people are still uninsured or underinsured. USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with Marshall Allen. He's a reporter with ProPublica. He's also the author of a new book titled Never Pay the First Bill, How to Fight the Healthcare System and Win. And one of the things we discuss is how doctors are left out of the loop when it comes to the cost of procedures.
When it comes to the bills, the doctors really don't know what's going on. I think they should get more engaged. But really what's happening is the business side of American healthcare is piggybacking on the trust that we put in our doctors and nurses and other clinicians. We trust them to heal us, right? So then we don't think that the business side of the industry is going to prey on us and exploit us financially.
The day after filing a criminal complaint against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, a former aide who accuses him of fondling her is going public. In an interview clip on CBS Sunday Morning, Brittany Commisso says Cuomo needs to be held accountable. She added, "What he did to me was a crime." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.